There is one player in particular that all fans want to see back. You know who that is, don't you?
Of course, you know, it's Antonio, okay? But, you know, we're working on that. We're not giving up on Antonio, but it's not really up to us as much as up to the club over there. And we're still in the touch with the situation, and we're not giving up on Antonio. I'm positively encouraged that we'll have him on next year. But again, it belongs to other club. It wouldn't be much fair for me to talk about the details about Antonio.
You've made bids though, haven't you?
Yeah, we did, but it's the club needs to make decision what they want to do. Okay, So what's happening now, Paul? It's still early. You saw with the other club, there is not much activities, and the activity starts to happen sometimes in July, you know, when people start to train. And then we'll see a lot more activities with Antonio and with the other players as well. And we got to be careful. We don't want to overload us too much with the players because we got to be sure that we, when come the other opportunities, I've been through this before, so was they. We say to ourselves, God, I wish I didn't do this, you know, look at what I can do now, you know, those kind of things. So we just got to be careful. We've been there, we're very experienced, and our supporters should be relaxed and not to worry much. They will have a good team on the field when they come back.
Sorry to keep harping on about Antonio, though. He is the type of player that excites the crowd, I'm sure excited you as chairman. He could be a real hit in the championship, couldn't he, if you could get him?
Yeah, he could be, but it's a manager's decisions, and I'm as far as the chairman concerns, I'd love to see him come back, but the manager is the one that will make final decision. Right now he wants him back, but at the same time, you know, let's just be smart and look at, you know, we had Marshall, you know, here was good player, helped us, and we couldn't get him because he wanted to go to a club that was in a championship and a club that was, you know, heading towards the Premier at that time. But we lost him, so we brought Antonio, okay? So Antonio become it, you know? We're looking for more than one Antonio, okay?
But you're still in there. You're still in there battling for him.
Of course, of course. And we're not going to give up on him, okay?
Mm-hmm. And in terms of numbers of players coming in, five already, how many more on top of?
I think what Dave is looking is to bring, beef up other lines as well, you know. So far we're looking probably 5 to 7 additional players.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's what you need. You need to bring some additional players. You need, you know, to be competitive. We just are not looking just to survive in championship. We try to see how far we can go and give it go. But not only that, you know, we are not going to overload us with loan players this time, okay? Because we'd like to keep that if we need it as option during the season, and then make improvements if we get injuries or suspensions or something's not quite working over there. So during the season, we need to look into that as well. But we are not going to. We have five. We could bring five loans. I don't think Dave is looking into that. He might bring two or three maximum at this time. So we'll look into that as well.
Am I right in thinking you might have moved on from Danny Bart now, given that you've brought Anthony Gardner in, or is Danny still somewhere on your radar?
Well, it's hard to say, but right now, if I look at, you know, Danny is a tremendous lad. You know, helped us a lot last season, but I think David is looking into other direction right now.